Do you have matcha FOMO, a fear of missing out on matcha foam? In this video, we're going to show you how to make foamy matcha at home. We'll take a look at why your matcha won't foam and what you can do about it. This matcha foam is not just for looks. It actually has a big impact on the taste and texture of the tea. When you're making foamy matcha, you're adding air bubbles on top of the tea that create a lighter, smoother texture and taste. If you do it right, the matcha will taste almost like a latte, but without milk or sugar. Let's walk through the steps of how to make matcha foam, and we'll explain why each one matters. So first off, foamy matcha tea starts with having the right tools. We recommend getting a matcha bowl, a bamboo tea whisk, and also you might want a sifter. The sifter won't have a direct impact on the matcha foam, but it will help you remove the clumps that form in the matcha powder as it's exposed to the humidity in the air. The first trick when it comes to how to make foamy matcha is selecting a high-quality matcha powder. If you use cheap matcha powder, you won't be able to get it to foam because there isn't a high enough quantity of amino acids. What you want to go for is a premium, ceremonial-grade matcha, which you can find on our website, neoteas.com. You'll know you've made the right choice when you see a vibrant green color like this. A second mistake people make is not using enough matcha powder. If you're using too much water and not enough powder, the tea will be too thin and you won't be able to get the matcha foam to hold. This is why we recommend using at least 2 grams of powder, although you can use more if you prefer the flavor to be a little bit stronger. After sifting your matcha into a bowl, it's time to add a little bit of water in, just enough to blend the matcha into a smooth paste. This is another opportunity to smooth out the clumps so they don't end up in the final cup of tea. Speaking of water, another mistake people make when it comes to how to make matcha foam is using water that is too cold. Don't ask me why, but for some reason it's harder to make matcha froth when you use cold water. We recommend to use a temperature of between 70 to 75 degrees Celsius or 160 to 170 degrees Fahrenheit. Just pour in 80 milliliters of water into the paste and start to combine the matcha paste into the rest of the water. So let's quickly review our tips for making foamy matcha tea. First, you always want to use high quality matcha because the cheap stuff just doesn't foam. Plus, it's way more bitter. Second, make sure you're using enough matcha powder. Next, make sure that the water you're using is hot enough and only use about 100 milliliters in total. Otherwise, your matcha will be too watered down and the foam won't hold. The final tip comes down to the matcha whisking technique. This one is the hardest to explain and the most difficult to master, but it can be the most important. Let's take a look at 3 different matcha whisking techniques to see which one works best. First, the circular matcha whisking technique is what you might be tempted to do. We are used to whisking things in a circular motion, but this is actually not the best for making foamy matcha. We also have the rapid zigzag motions using the wrist. This is the ideal matcha whisking technique, and it will generate the most matcha foam. If you visit tea houses in Japan or take part in a tea ceremony, this is the matcha whisking technique you will see the pros use. Notice the steadiness of the arm. The tea masters are really only using their wrist and keeping the rest of the body steady. By using this motion, they are able to create lots of rapid movements with a small amount of space. This is much better than the third matcha whisking technique, which is zigzag motions using the whole arm. Not only will this whisking technique not generate as much foam, it also is more likely to spill the matcha. One tip for getting the right matcha whisking technique is to practice in a larger bowl. This gives you more space for whisking, and once you become a matcha whisking pro, you can refine your movements and practice with smaller and smaller bowls. The Chawan matcha bowl is designed to be the perfect space for whisking matcha tea. It has a more cylindrical shape, which means more space towards the bottom and steeper sides to prevent spilling. Just make sure you keep the matcha whisk off the bottom of the tea bowl. The bamboo bristles are very fragile and they can break if you're not careful. As an additional bonus step, you want to make sure that the matcha foam has these small bubbles, not larger ones. You can use the central bristles of the matcha whisk to pop some of the larger bubbles and keep the matcha foam more uniform in its consistency. Now, after following all the steps on how to make matcha foam, let's take a look at the tea. You'll notice the matcha has developed a dense foam on the top layer, which will add a nice creaminess to the taste and texture. If you want to get the perfect foam and taste, make sure that you're using good quality matcha tea, like the Matcha Washimine. After traveling around Japan for the past few years, we've tested hundreds of matcha teas and selected a small handful of our favorites for our website, neoteas.com. You can order some today and start making your own foamy matcha tea at home. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.